Mountain View and the West Plains Bank and Trust Company. And now, Liberty Eagle Basketball on the Fox 96.9.
All right, here we are, Liberty Eagle Lady Basketball on the Fox 96.9. And the Eagles, Lady Eagles, are going to be taking on hosting the Ava Lady Bears. And going through the starters for Ava, Ebony Nelson, Alexa Emmerich, Taylor Dry, Jesse Schrabel, and Natalie Jenkins. For the Lady Eagles, Corey Lynn, Addie Rutledge, Ella Phipps, Hadley Chowning, and Ashlyn Henry. That's the starters for tonight. Ava, they come in at 6-6. The Lady Eagles, 6-5. The JV girls, Liberty JV girls won tonight, 51-8. Yeah, 51-8, the final score. So it's SEA play. Lady Eagles are 2-0 in conference play. And, you know, trying to work the 3-0. This is a big game because right here, this is a game where, you know, you've eliminated a couple of tough competitors in Mountain Grove and Willow Springs. So here's where, you know, you need to take care of this home game and pick up a win over the Ava Lady Bears. So, Liberty, of course, you know, this is, we've done a few games of the Lady Liberty Eagles, and they will, Coach Smith will, she'll run a lot of girls in and out. And we'll see, you know, how that fares and tonight, as we're at center court, and Ebony Nelson is out at center court, matched up with Corey Lynn. And Lady Eagles win the toss. Chowning gets it to Phipps. Phipps right back to Chowning. Chowning to Phipps. Phipps puts a three up. It rims out. And the rebound's going to be controlled by Schrabel. She'll bring it down the floor for Ava. Out between the circles near the timeline. She'll kick it off her foot. Yep, dribbled it right off her foot. So Lady Eagles get the turnover 30 seconds into this contest. Chowning pitches it over to Rutledge. Rutledge brings it out to Lynn. High post to Henry. Henry back to Lynn. The floater goes up no good. Rebound taken by Schrabel. And she'll push it down the floor for the Lady Bears. Schrabel's going to be picked up by Rutledge. Now off to Emmerich. Emmerich picked up by Chowning. She'll give it back to Schrabel. Into the corner on the baseline. There's a drive and a toss. It's a loose ball, and it's going to be a takeaway by Henry. And a foul on Ava. That's going to be against Ebony Nelson, her first. Ava, coached by J.C. Swafford. Chowning out top. Starts it with Rutledge. Right back to Chowning. Phipps, now she'll come from the right side. She'll go high post. Separation kicks it inside to Henry. It's going to be a jump ball. Tight quarters down there. It's, you know, what we've seen Monday night with the Willow Springs Lady Bears game. They really, defenses are really packing it in on the Lady Eagles to take away that dribble drive. Knocked away out of bounds. Phipps gets a piece of it at the opposite end. It'll stay with Ava. But we're seeing a lot of defenses really pack it in against Liberty. Kent basketball, and it's another turnover. Turnover number two for Ava. Rutledge, top of the key, catches. Gets it to Chowning for three, and it's good. Hadley puts the Lady Eagles on the board. 3-0. Schrable with the right hand. She'll roll it over to Dry. Dry back to Schrable. Schrable brings it out to Emmerich. Emmerich uses the dribble. Gets the double team. Pitches it back to Dry. And it's another turnover. Ava has not yet got a shot off. Three trips down the floor, three turnovers. Liberty with the lead, 3-0. High post to Lynn. Oh, and goes off the hand of Henry out of bounds. Liberty kind of running a little high-low right there. We've seen them do that with some good. That's a walk and another turnover by Ava. We've seen Liberty do that quite a bit at Mountain Grove, a little high-low, and they had a lot of success with that. 5:33 to go in the first. Chowning catches the inbound, takes it to the low block, leans in off the glass for two. Hadley with all 5 points for the Lady Eagles. Trable brings it down the floor, picks it up, guarded by Rutledge. She's forced to toss it to Emmerich. Emmerich picked up by Chowning, gets it back to Schrable out top. Lady Eagles playing a matchup zone. Works it right side to Dry. Now Dry with the dribble back to Schrable. Down low to Dry, and we got a blocking foul against Liberty. That'll be against Ella Phipps. That's her first, team foul number one. 5-0, just under 5 minutes to go in the first. I'm Gary Lee. Tyler Chowning is off on assignment, getting ready to check in Delaney Ellett. She's waiting at the scorer's table. Inside and up and in, Ebony Nelson for two on the inbound toss. Liberty with the lead and the basketball. Phipps for three, and it's good. That'll soften the middle of the paint up. You go to hitting some of those bombs, there'll be a little more room to work with underneath. Here's a three by Ava Alexa Emmerich. She just answers right back. 4:20 to go. 8-5, Liberty. Chowning walks it down the floor. Ava in a 2-3 matchup zone. Out top, it's Emmerich and Schrable. Liberty gets it inside with a drive by Chowning. Shot's no good. Rebound's tipped around. Picked up by the Ava Lady Bears. Bring it the other direction. Jenkins. Jenkins gives it up. Now Schrable catches at the wing. She brings it back out top to Emmerich. Emmerich throws a three up. That's no good. Lynn with the rebound. Lynn to Phipps. Phipps over to Chowning. Chowning at the wing. Off to Rutledge for three. So Addy knocks one down. Lady Eagles with the trap, and it works. Turnover. Chowning and Phipps sets the trap up, gets the turnover. Phipps will come out checking in Delaney Ellett. Chowning for the Lady Eagles. 11-5 is your score. Liberty with the lead. Flips it over to Rutledge. Lynn brings it back out top to Chowning. Chowning off to Rutledge for three more. Hits the rim, no good. And a rebound taken by Schrable. Schrable picked up by Rutledge out top. She works behind the volleyball line. Now she makes her move. She'll pitch it over to Dry. Dry working against Chowning. Back to Schrable. Schrable, a couple dribbles, picks it up, shoots a jumper off the glass, and in. The bank is open. 11-7, 2:40 to go in the first. Liberty with the lead. Hadley Chowning at the volleyball line. She's over to the left side, skips it across. Rutledge. Rutledge right back to Chowning. Chowning now uses the dribble. She's being guarded by Emmerich. She'll bounce it over to Rutledge, high post to Lynn, out to Henry. Henry back to Rutledge. And there's Ellett with the eight-footer. Goes up no good. Schrabel with another rebound. Boy, she is eating up the boards. Schrabel takes it all the way down the floor. Loses the dribble, but's able to gather it up enough to roll it to Emmerich, and Ava throws it away. Six turnovers for Ava. Riley Croston, she checks in for Ava. But the score is just 11-7. You know, six turnovers, you would think Lady Eagles have a few more points. Also in for Liberty is Shelby Holt. Here's a three for Addie Rutledge. That's her second. And now it's 14-7. Schrabel out top, using the dribble, guarded by Chowning, picked it up, looking for somewhere to go. It's a loose ball. It's another turnover. Here comes Rutledge, going all the way down. Shot fake, goes up. She's fouled. She'll earn it from the line. With 1:25 to go here in the first. Foul is on Alexa Emmerich. That's her first. Team foul number two. Rutledge hits the first one. Addie now with 7 points. And now checking in, Savannah Holt, number two for Liberty. Second free throw. It's in and out, no good. And the rebound's going to be taken by Ava. And there's another steal for Rutledge. Off to Chowning. Shot fake. Dribbles to the elbow. Pulls up, shoots, no good. Kept alive by Liberty. Off the backboard. No good by Ellett. Out of bounds, it'll be Ava basketball. Taylor Dry triggers it in to Jesse Schrabel. Schrabel cheats over to the left side, falls in her left hand, picks it up, and she'll bounce it over to Emmerich. Emmerich working against Rutledge, and it's her pocket's almost picked by Ellett. They'll toss it inside to Nelson. Nelson goes up and in for two more. 15-9, Liberty. Rutledge at the wing. Back to Chowning. 27 seconds to go. See what Liberty will run right here. Rutledge catches. Off to Shelby Holt. And they get it inside to Chowning on the pass. She has nowhere to go. Bounces it off. Now they get it to Ellett. Ellett goes up. Too strong. No good. Liberty with the rebound. Got to shoot it. Top of the key for three. At the buzzer. Hadley Chowning. And it's an 18-9 ball game. After one. We'll take 60 seconds. Come right back. It's Lady Eagle basketball on the Fox 96.9.
Save money on your next oil change at Part City Auto Parts. Pick up 5 quarts of Part City conventional motor oil and a MicroGuard oil filter for $25.99. You can upgrade to a MicroGuard Select filter for just $2 more. Limits apply. Visit your Part City Auto Parts store.
Your local Part City Auto Parts is Mountain View Auto Parts, 5th Street in Mountain View.
Part City.
It's a new day, a new year. Considering a new home? If you're dreaming of a new home in 2025, I'm Teresa Gelkin, and I am here to serve your financial needs. At USA Mortgage Mountain View, your dreams quickly become reality. Give me a call today. USA Mortgage Mountain View, the home of possibility.
NMLS 468-546. NMLS 218-0321. Company NMLS 227-262. Equal housing lender. Not a commitment to lend. Additional terms and conditions apply.
All righty, 18 is where we're at on the scoreboard. Liberty with the lead. As we head to the second quarter, big thank you. We got some great sponsors, Able Insurance, Bank of Birch Tree, branch of Alton Bank. The Anchor, they're open 24-7, right off 60 Highway. Bailey Chevrolet, GMC, Curt Incorporated, Greg's Body Shop, Mountain View Auto Parts, Ozark Trading Post, along with Ozark's Healthcare. Liberty with the basketball to start the second. Chowning out top. She's going to shoot another three. Boom! Papa! Papa! There it is. Adley now with her third three in the half. And now she gets a tip of the basketball on Schrable. And now she just picks her pocket. Chowning takes it all the way down the floor. Oh, misses the layup. And it's picked up by Emmerich. And the Ava Lady Bears will bring it the other direction. Long pass down the floor. There's a blocking foul. Ooh, Liberty caught a break. There's a jumper. There's a makeup foul. And Ava will shoot two. Taylor Dry will go to the line, and she'll shoot a couple. That foul is going to be called on Jaylee Tharp. Her first. And the first free throw is no good. So, Ava will get another look at the free throw. And that one is nothing but net for Taylor Dry. Hadley Chowning with the basketball. Gets it to Rutledge. Rutledge to Phipps. Phipps over to Tharp. Oh, Smith has her pocket picked. Now she may come up with the ball, and she does. Gets it to Chowning. Chowning goes behind her back, throws it over to Rutledge. Rutledge to Phipps. Phipps with the three, no good. To be out of bounds. Last touched by Shelby Holt. Ava Bear basketball. 21-10, 6:45 to go in the first. Schrable to Drive, back to Schrable. Schrable with the drive, cut off by Chowning, gets it back to Emmerich. Emmerich puts it up, no good. Rebound Phipps. Phipps runs the floor, pitches it to Rutledge. Rutledge brings it out top to Chowning. Chowning skips it right back to Rutledge for three from the corner. Hits the rim, no good. Tipped by Holt off to Phipps, back to Rutledge in the corner. Phipps catches. Phipps brings it to Holt, back to Phipps. Phipps gets a good look at three. That hits the rim, no good. Rebound's going to be taken by Taylor Dry. Dry will hand it off to Jesse Schrable. Schrable, left wing. Uses the drive, takes it in. Good defense by Liberty. Floats it inside, shot put up. No good, but a foul, and Ebony Nelson will go to the line. And she will shoot two. And that's going to be on Jaylee Tharp. That's her second. First free throw's no good. So Jaylee will check out, and Ashlyn Henry comes back in. Second free throw is good. And checking in for Ava, number 15, May Henry. And she'll work on that bottom row on the defense. She'll be right under the basket. Phipps to Rutledge out top. Off to Chowning on the left wing. Back off to Rutledge. Back to the corner to Chowning. Chowning puts it on the floor. Gets it to Henry. Henry goes up for two. Ashland in the scorebook. 23-11. Liberty. 5:10 to go in the half. Schrable. Gets it to Dry. Bounces it underneath. It's a loose ball. Another turnover. That's 10. Liberty on the fast break. Rutledge goes up. Oh, can't get it to go. And the rebound's going to be taken by Emory. Schrable pulls up. That's going to be off the rim. No good. Phipps with the rebound. Ella out top, top of the key, Chowning. Hadley for three more. It's good. Hadley Chowning for 4-3 in the half. 14 points in the game. 26-11 Liberty. Shooting like pops. Crosston with the basketball. She gives it up, gets it right back. Now they'll get it to Schrable. Schrable takes it to the top of the key, and she'll hand it off. Ava's going to shoot the three. Hits the rim. No good. That's over the back. And that will be on Mae Henry, her first. Team foul number one. So Lynn and Ellett checks back in. And Ellett will get the inbound. She'll give it right back to Hadley Chowning. Just under 4 minutes to go in the half. 26-11 Liberty. Chowning to Ellett. Back to Chowning. High post. Henry. Henry shoots. No good. Rebound taken by Corey Lynn. Chowning. Ellett. Phipps wide open for three. In and, oh, there it is. It was in, and then it was out, and then it went in. So Ella Phipps with her second three, 29-11. Liberty. Schrable will work it to Emmerich. Emmerich dribbles down to the low block, turns it over. Turnover number 11. Chowning brings it down the floor. Gets it to Ellett. Ellett for three. That hits the rim. No good. Phipps with the rebound. Goes up, and she's fouled. That's going to be on Taylor Dry, her first. Ella Phipps will shoot two. Clock will stop with 3:06 on it here in the second. First one's good. Second free throw is up. That's off the mark. No good. Tipped. And it was last touched by Ava. So Liberty will keep possession. Delaney Ellett will inbound. And she'll pitch it into Addie Rutledge, who just checked back in. Oh, boy, Liberty had a great look inside, but Corey Lynn couldn't hang on to it. Slips through her hands, and that's the first turnover for the Lady Eagles. 30-11. Baseline jump shot put up no good. Lynn gets the rebound, and there's turnover number two. Here's a three by Ava that goes up no good. Rebound, Lady Bears. The putback no good. They'll go to the line and shoot two. Shooting two, Taylor Dry. Ashlyn tried to defend it. She stepped to her left, and Dry just went around her to the right. And the foul was actually on Corey Lynn. Coming off on the weak side. And the second free throw is no good. She missed them both. 30-11, 2:29 to go here in the first half on a Thursday night. Tomorrow night, the Liberty Eagles will be at Mountain Grove, boys basketball. Rutledge to Ellett, back to Rutledge. Hattie drives in, puts it up, and actually dishes it off to Shelby Holt. She gets the bucket. And draws the foul. Chance for and one. Ebony Nelson, number four, checks back in for Ava. Shelby Holt for the old-fashioned three. It's good. 33-11, Liberty. Schrable for the Ava Lady Bears, guarded now by Rutledge. There's a drive shot up, no good. And Liberty turns it over. Phipps tried to take the long pass down the floor to Rutledge. Schrable takes it away. They didn't have any turnovers. Hers off the glass, kissing it in. Alexa Emmerich. She's got 5 points now. Liberty gets it to Rutledge. Back to Ellett, and Liberty turns over again. I won't say anything about turnovers the rest of the night. Tipped basketball. Schrable, though, able to gather it back up. Off to Emmerich. Emmerich back to Schrable. Schrable pulls up from 8 feet. That's no good. And the rebound will be taken by Rutledge gets the rebound. Under a minute to go. Ellett, she'll dribble in the low block on the baseline. In traffic, tries to put a shot up. No good. Some fast, you know, we kind of will see Liberty times rush their offense and not take necessarily a good shot. Here's a drive and a shot up and in. Two more for Emory. 33-15 now. 21 seconds. Plenty of time on the clock. See what kind of look Lady Eagles can get here. Phipps, Rutledge, Ellett, down to 10. Now you got to start looking here. Now they get it inside. Holt goes up. That's blocked by Nelson. And that's going to be the end of the half. Your score is 33-15, Lady Eagles. Take a break. We'll come back and go through first half stats. You're listening to Lady Eagle Basketball on the Fox 96.9.
96.9, the Fox.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your Shelter Insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
Those trees in your yard, do they hang over the house? What if we have a major ice storm this winter? It could snap those limbs off and send it right through your roof. Give Casey's Tree Service a call today and protect your home. They will remove the limbs or the whole tree.
Hi, it's Casey. Give me a call today for your free estimate.
Casey's Tree Service, taking care of your family tree. Call 417-247-1180.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
All right, welcome back. 33-15 is your score at the half. Again, big thank you, Ricky Smith, running the camera for our live stream. Lady Eagles lead Ava 33-15. Going through the scoring, Ava scored 9 in the first, 6 in the second. Ebony Nelson with 5. Alexa Emmerich with 7. Taylor Dry with 1. Jesse Schrable with 2. The Lady Bears turned it over 11 times in the first half. For Liberty, they scored 18 in the first, 15 in the second. Addie Rutledge was 7. Ella Phipps was 7. Hadley Downing with 14. Ashlyn Henry with 2. And Shelby Holt with 3. Liberty turned it over 4 times. They didn't have any turnovers. They had none. And I mentioned the fact that Liberty don't have any turnovers. And then it was bam, 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 bam. So that's on me. That's the radio jinx right there. But still, all in all, that's not bad. Four turnovers and a half. And again, Lady Eagles with the lead, 33-15. Again, we got some more sponsors we want to thank. Shelter Insurance in Mountain View. Also, Simmons Bank. Southwest Baptist University. Justin Shelby, your State Farm insurance agent. Taylor Grubal Chevrolet, USA Mortgage. And Liberty Bank, branch of West Plains Bank and Trust. Our live stream video sponsors is TNT Wi-Fi, Ozarks Healthcare, and KMJ Auctions. We've got, again, the Liberty JV won tonight, 51-8. Tomorrow night, we've got boys basketball. The Liberty Eagles will be at Mountain Grove in SCA play. And the JV will start at 6. Varsity will follow. So it'll be around 7:10. The varsity game should start. But here in the varsity girls game, Liberty leads Ava 33-15. We're coming back with the second half right here on the Fox 96.9.
Current Incorporated is your trusted source for electrical work in the area. Current Incorporated has the people and the equipment to handle any job, large or small, residential or commercial, new construction or electrical system upgrades. Current has you covered. It is just one of many services offered by Current Incorporated. So when you need electrical work done, you know what to do.
Real fast service right to your door. Call 257-0504.
A lot has changed over the years, from the way cars are made to the tools and technology to fix them. But one thing has stayed the same. When you need body work done right, you take your vehicle to Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View. They are the best. Do you need a place to store your things? Greg's has storage units as well. Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View, your trusted body shop in Mountain View for 46 years and counting.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
Are you shopping for a new vehicle, side-by-side camper or motorcycle? Give Able Insurance a call for coverage. How about your current insurance? Have you got a new quote lately? Able Insurance has so many companies to choose from, so they are able to save you money. For your home, farm, business, auto, and recreational vehicles, we are able to serve and able to save you money. Give Able Insurance a call today at 934-0128 or stop by 507 North Elm in Mountain View.
Hey, high school students, did you know that you can dual enroll? You can enroll and take college classes while you're in high school and get a head start on your college degree at Southwest Baptist University's Mountain View campus. Dual enrollment class credit hour rates are around half the price of regular classes, so you'll jumpstart your education and save money. Get your college education started now at SBU Mountain View. Need more information? Call SBU Mountain View at 417-934-2999.
The Bank of Birch Tree, branch of the Alton Bank, has your banking needs covered, from personal and business accounts, home and auto loans, and they love to get involved in the local communities. When you bank with the Bank of Birch Tree, you are going to see familiar faces you know and trust, and you have confidence of banking at a locally owned bank. Stop by the Bank of Birch Tree, a branch of Alton Bank, to see what they can do for you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, Highway 60 and FF in Birch Tree.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit ozarkshealthcare.com.
pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your Shelter Insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
You need to know weather now on today's hit music, 96.9 The Fox.
Good evening, everybody. Dan in the Weather Center with a weather update. Hope you're all ready for snow. Looks like most of you out there are going to be getting at least a little bit. But those of you who are south of the Missouri border and those of us who are in the Hale County and Oregon County areas may see upwards of 3 to 5 inches, possibly more depending. Tonight's temperature, 27 degrees. Tomorrow, a high of 34 and a low of 22. Make sure you're prepped for snow.
Live stream sponsors for tonight's game include Ozarks Healthcare, TNT Wi-Fi, and KMJ Auctions. Stick around. There's more Liberty Eagles basketball coming up on the Fox 96.9.
Headed to the game, the anchor is open. Headed home from the game, the anchor is open. Going to and from work, into the woods for a hunting trip, or the river, or the lake, the anchor is open. So no matter when you are on the go, the only locally owned convenience store in town, the anchor is open. A great food selection, snacks, drinks, fuel, and more is waiting for you. So when you're on the go, no matter what time that is, the anchor is here for you. Highway 60, Mountain View, the anchor.
All right, welcome back. I'm Gary Lee. Ricky Smith on the video. We appreciate all you folks tuning in for the live stream. Liberty leads at the half, 33-15. Ava will get the basketball to start the second half. Schrable catches the inbound toss. Both teams come out with their starters. Trable's going to drive inside. Shot put up, no good. Rebound's going to be taken by Rutledge. Rutledge to Chowning. For three off the rim, that's no good. Emmerich takes the rebound. Emmerich gets it to Schrable. Schrable picks the dribble up. Liberty has the double team. She'll hand it off to Dry. Dry rolls it to Emmerich. Emmerich shot no good. Ella Phipps with the rebound. Outlet to Chowning. Chowning on the right side of the floor. She'll pull it back out. Liberty will run some offense. Rutledge on the left. Phipps on the right. Now Lynn and Henry come out high. Double screen set. They'll pitch it over to Phipps, right back out top to Chowning. Chowning feeds it inside to Henry. Henry, oh, misses the chipper. Boy, that worked. That was there. That was set up. Just got to execute. That was right where it needed to be. Ava at the other end. Dry takes it inside. Shoots no good. And rebound taken by Henry. Henry gets it to Lynn. Lynn out to Rutledge. Rutledge for three. That's going to be a little strong off the back iron. Now to loose ball out of bounds. And it will be Ava basketball. 6:10 to go. And Chowning's going to come out. And coming in is Tharp. Schrable with the basketball for the Ava Lady Bears. starts it with Emmerich. Dry, top of the key for three, and that's out of bounds. Liberty basketball. Jaylee Tharp will run point now with Chowning on the bench. Gets it to Phipps. Phipps pulls up, spins out of the rim, no good. Loose ball, and Liberty will come up with it. Oh, and again, they get it to Henry. Henry rolls off her hands. It's picked up by Tharp, and Jaylee puts it in for two. Good job. Here's Schrabel with the drive. Shot put up, no good. Rebound Lynn. Lynn gets it to Phipps. Phipps is going to attack the basket, goes up. No good, and Phipps rips it away from Ava, and Liberty will reset. Tharp shot fake, goes baseline, goes up. Her shot blocked out of bounds. It'll be Liberty basketball. Shelby Holt checks into the ball game for Ashlyn Henry. Gets it to the wing. Back to the corner. Phipps for three. It's good. So Ella now with 10 points. 38-15 Liberty. Schrabel turns it over. Holt with pressure from behind. Brings it out to Phipps. Phipps to Tharp. Tharp to Rutledge. Back out to Tharp. Off to Rutledge at the wing. Tharp catches. Phipps for three more. Off the rim, no good. Rutledge gets the rebound. Resets with Tharp out top. Tharp directs some traffic. Now she'll cheat over to the left side in front of Liberty bench. At the wing, out top. Phipps with the jumpers, good. Ella Phipps now with 12 points, 40-15. Liberty. Schrabel takes it all the way down, rolls it underneath. It's a loose ball on the floor, and it's going to be a jump ball. And it's going to be another Ava turnover. Counting checks back in for Ellett. Checks in for Rutledge. Ponytails cover the numbers. Hadley out top between the circles. Phipps at the wing. Tries to pull a shot up. It's blocked by Emmerich. They get it to Schrabel. Schrabel loses the ball. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Liberty. Ava fans. Not approving of that, but the Lady Bears with the basketball. Schrabel into the corner. Emmerich. Oh, high dribble, no whistle. Opposite side, here's a three. That's off the rim, no good. Chowning with the rebound. She'll push it down the floor and finds Tharp. Ava shuts off the lane. Lynn with the jumpers, good. So Corey Lynn in the scorebook now. 42-15. 2:49 to go in the third. Liberty with the lead. Schrabel starts it to the right side with Croston. Now we got a timeout by Ava. I believe this is the first timeout that we've had, and it's a full 60-second timeout. We'll take 60 seconds as well. You're listening to Liberty Basketball on the Fox 96.9.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
Are you shopping for a new vehicle, side-by-side camper or motorcycle? Give Able Insurance a call for coverage. How about your current insurance? Have you got a new quote lately? Able Insurance has so many companies to choose from, so they are able to save you money. For your home, farm, business, auto, and recreational vehicles, we are able, able to serve, and able to save you money. Give Able Insurance a call today at 934-0128 or stop by 507 North Elm in Mountain View.
If you have 10 minutes and online access...
Hi, welcome back, and just received word that the Lady Zizzers just knocked off the Rolla Lady Bulldogs. That's a big win for the Lady Zizzers. Rolla Lady Bulldog team is pretty salty, so that's a good win. Liberty with the lead here tonight, girls basketball. Uh-oh, there's an easy layup. Alexa Emmerich with two more. She's got 9 points now in the ballgame. 42-17, Liberty. Hadley Channing brings it down the floor out top. Gets it to Tharp. Tharp out top. Gets it inside to Ellis for an easy bucket. 44-17, 2 minutes to go. Ava with the basketball, Liberty with the lead. Emmerich and Ava turns it over. Here comes Chowning. Kicks it underneath. Back out top. Caught by Ellett. Now they'll bring it between the circles to Chowning. 1:35 to go here in the third. Tharp just inside the three-point line. Shots put up, no good. And the rebound is taken by Schrabel. Pulls up, shoots, scores. That's her second field goal. She's got 4 points. 44-19, Liberty. Chowning with the basketball. So we sneak up on 60 seconds to go here in the third. Liberty to the wing, into the corner. Chowning now will bring it back to the wing. Finds a lane, drives, there's a nice pass. Shot goes up, no good. By Lily Walton. So Walton will go to the line and shoot two. Forty-nine seconds to go in the third. First free throw's no good. Checking back in for Ava Mae Henry. Henry comes in for Nelson. Second one by Walton is good. Forty-five seconds to go in the third. Schrabel. Emmerich. Emmerich will use the dribble. Now she picks it up. It's tipped and controlled by Ava. Mae Henry with the short jumper for Ava. No good. Tharp gets the rebound. And she'll pitch it over to Ellett. Inside. Shot up. And a foul. Back to the line to shoot two. Lily Walton. I will say this. Lily caught it. Down at the low block, she did not hesitate at all. She went right to the basket. Foul is on Kaylee Moore. That's her first. And the first free throw by Lily Walton is good. Seconds to go here in the third. And the second one's no good. 46-19 is where we're at on the scoreboard. Liberty. Schrabel. It's been a half-court game, too. Neither team has tried to pick anybody up. Another turnover. And here comes Rutledge for a three. It's a buzzer. No good. But the Lady Eagles, after three, have the lead. 46-19. We'll take a break. Come back with the fourth. You're listening to Eagle Basketball on the Fox 96.9.
Hey, high school students, did you know that you can dual enroll? You can enroll and take college classes while you're in high school and get a head start on your college degree at Southwest Baptist University's Mountain View campus. Dual enrollment class credit hour rates are around half the price of regular classes, so you'll jumpstart your education and save money. Get your college education started now at SBU Mountain View. Need more information? Call SBU Mountain View at 417-934-2999.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
All right, welcome back as we head to the fourth, 46-19. Liberty scored 13 in the third. Ava scored 4. And it will be Liberty basketball and start the fourth. Phipps picks the dribble up, gets it to Rutledge. Rutledge brings it back out top, gives it back to Phipps. Phipps for three, hits the rim, no good. And the rebound's going to be taken by Ava. And they'll get it over to Jesse Schrable. Schrable pulls up from 6 foot, shot up, no good. Rebound taken by Walton. Walton, Ellett off to Chowning. Chowning bounces it to Phipps. Phipps out top. Again, Ava's not really coming out after him. Liberty can possibly show some patience here. Phipps for three. Hits the rim, no good, and it's going to be picked up by Ava. Schrable behind the volleyball line. To Dry. Dry brings it. Back out top, Schrable, left wing. Inside, shot up and in. Count it for Riley Croston. Her first bucket of the game, 46-21. 6:35 to go in the fourth. Liberty with the basketball. Rutledge will catch. She'll hold. Back to Channing out top. Chowning to Rutledge. Oh, they try to go inside to Ellett. Turnover. That's Liberty's fifth of the game. 6:10 to go. Schrable back to Croston. And a reach-in foul. That's going to be on Ellett. Team foul number one here in the fourth. So Liberty now will send in five fresh legs. Lynn, Tharp, Henry, and both Holtz. Ava at the wing, out top, looking inside, works it over to Schrable. Schrable brings it back out top, caught by Dry. And he gets to Schrable inside. Schrable with the low block. Leans in. She's fouled. She'll shoot two. Foul is on Savannah Holt. Jesse Schrable has 4 points. And she'll shoot two. First one's good. Schrable will get another. And that one's no good. Rebound taken by Savannah Holt. Off to Tharp. Starbot top for Liberty. Finds Shelby Holt. Tharp with the jumper off the rim. No good. Lynn with the rebound. Savannah Holt with the rebound. No good. Henry with the rebound. And Ashlyn's fouled. She'll go the line and shoot two. Clock stops with 5:16 on it. Second foul on Taylor Dry. First free throw's no good. .46-22 is where we're at on the scoreboard. Second free throw is good. 3 points on the night for Ashlyn Henry now. 47-22, Liberty Schrable for Ava. Opposite side now, baseline jumper goes up, no good. Savannah Holt gets the rebound, gets it to Jaylee Tharp. Tharp behind the volleyball line. Uses the crossover. Tosses it into the corner. Here's a three. Ooh, that's a little strong. Tipped out of bounds. It'll stay with Liberty. Last touched by Riley Croston of Ava. Liberty will inbound on the sideline across from the scorer's table near half court. Get it into Corey Lynn. At the wing, back to Tharp out top. Opposite corner, caught by Savannah Holt. And we got a foul. That's going to be on Ava. And Alexa Emmerich. That's her third. So Ellett checks in. Chowning's back in. Rutledge is back in. And Phipps is back in. Now, wait a minute. Okay. Yeah. And Savannah Holt stays out on the floor for Liberty. Sneak it up on halfway mark. Chowning at the wing. Ava's not coming out after. Now the Schrable comes out on Hadley. Hadley looks for a lane. She finds it. Drive, shoots, no good. She's fouled. She'll shoot two. 14 points for Hadley, and that all came in the first half. Corey Lynn's checking back in for Liberty with 4:05 on the clock. First free throw is good. And Corey Lynn back into the ballgame. So second free throw is good. 16 points on the night for Hadley Chowning. 49-22. 4 minutes to go in the fourth. Ava with the basketball. Emmerich. And another turnover. Chowning gets it from Lynn. They toss it inside. And two more for Delaney Ellett. 51-22 Liberty. Ava spreading the floor out. They'll toss it to Natalie Jenkins. Here's a three. Off the rim, no good. Corey Lynn with the rebound to Chowning. Chowning out top. Ava's kind of staying behind that three-point line. Phipps catches, shoots the three, no good. Rebound Lynn. Lynn goes up. That's no good. And the rebound is lost out of bounds. It'll be Ava basketball. So five fresh Lady Eagles come in. Jay Veer is going to get some more playing time. and Ava will empty their bench with 2:59 to go. So we've got Morgan Smith on the floor, Chloe Jester on the floor, Josie Tharp on the floor, Lillian Walton, and Morgan Smith. 51-22, Ava turns it over. So a bucket will turn on the turbo clock. Lady Eagles are on their way to improving to 3-0 in SCA play and 7-5 overall. Here's a three, and it's good. And that's Allie Merritt. 54-22. Turbo clock is on. Tipped basketball, gathered back up by Ava. Now work it out top. Look to drive in. There's another kick out. Here's an open three off the rim. No good. And a rebound taken by Liberty. Liberty's going to push it down the floor. Tipped out of bounds. It'll stay with Liberty. So Walton will come out. Here's a three by Liberty. It's no good, but Morgan Smith will shoot three free throws. And that foul is against Kaylee Moore. That's her second. First free throw is good. Second free throw is good. Under a minute to go, and the clock will not shut off. The Lady Eagles have improved to 7-5 and 3-0 in conference play. Seconds to go. Ava with the basketball. Down to 20 seconds. Jumper goes up, no good. Liberty with the rebound. And on the fast break, Smith gets too deep under the basket, has to pull it back out. She wanted the layup. She wanted it now, I'm telling you. But just got too far underneath, and that's going to do it. 57-22 is the final score. And the Lady Eagles get the win. And again, they're now 7-5, 3-0 in SCA. Going through the scoring for Ava, 5 points for Nelson, 9 points for Emmerich. Dry had one, Riley Croston with two, and Jesse Schrabel at 5 points. Ava scored 9 in the first, 6 in the second, 4 in the third, 3 in the fourth. For Liberty, Corey Lynn with 2 points. Addie Rutledge had 7. Ella Phipps with 12. 16 for Hadley Chowning. And Lillian Walton had 2 points. Ashlyn Henry with 3. Allie Merritt had 3. Jaylee Tharp with 2. Delaney Ellett with 4. Shelby Holt with 3. And Morgan Smith with 3. Liberty scored 18 in first, 15 in the second, 13 in the third, and 11 in the fourth, and the Lady Eagles get the win, 57-22. Well, for Ricky Smith on the camera, Dylan back at the studio, Lady Eagles get another win. I'm Gary Lee saying God bless, good night, and we'll see you tomorrow night for boys basketball. Liberty at Mountain Grove, JV at 6, varsity to follow. God bless and good night.
Liberty Eagles basketball on the Fox 96.9, brought to you by Able Insurance, the Bank of Birchtree, a branch of the Alton Bank, Anchor Convenience Store, Bailey Chevrolet Pontiac and GMC, Current Incorporated, Greg's Body Shop, Park City Mountain View Auto Parts, the Ozark Trading Post, Ozarks Healthcare, Shelter Insurance, Andrea McNew, Simmons Bank, Southwest Baptist University Mountain View, State Farm Insurance, Justin Shelby, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC, USA Mortgage, Teresa Gelkin in Mountain View, and the West Plains Bank and Trust Company. This wraps up another edition of Liberty Eagles Basketball on the Fox 96.9. This broadcast was a production of Ozark Radio Sports, a division of the Ozark Marketing Company.